I want to move on to the occasion now where Our Lady now has been born, and now by Jewish law, the mother goes to the temple for purification. And what happened at that time? Well, remember Joachim and Anne, and according to Maria Valtorta's description, when she saw the scene, by the way, she is there, like you're here to me. It's not just watching a movie. She is there. It's a three-dimensional experience. And she's present. She hears people beside her, around her. And she's given time to write down the words that they say. That's why her descriptions are so beautiful. And so she says, Anne, as she saw her, was 55, no less. That was her evaluation. And so now they've had this child. And shortly after, they're now going to go to the temple. They're joined by Zacharias and Elizabeth. You know, they're the cousins of Our Lady. And this is sometime before, of course, Jesus' birth and also John the Baptist's pregnancy with John the Baptist. But they are joining them in their visit to the temple. They bring offerings as required. In this case, they're bringing excellent offerings. Two white lambs are as big as rams, according to her description. But also they bring a certain type of cake, they call it, like a pancake covered with flour, and two doves and some large silver coins for the occasion, the purification. What's noticeable, and you women would notice that, remember she's 55, at least that, she's wearing the same dress that she wore on her wedding. how many of you... perish the thought. Don't even think about that. You have it on a dummy in your in the attic, right? I'll probably give it to your daughter. Now, the ceremony in the temple, she's met by a priest, and Zacharias joins, because he's a priest too, in performing the rite. And the words that he uses there are very appropriate for Our Lady. He talks about her entering into the temple, in other words, and walk in my presence. And that is, of course, a literal application of what Our Lady is going to do 3 years later. Here it is. The priest introduces her to, by the way, to Anna of Phanuel, whom she will meet later, Our Lady will meet later, when she's bringing Jesus to the temple. Now, that's some years later. Now, let's look at the description of the ceremony. Anne is sprinkled with what I suppose is a purifying water, and then she's instructed to move toward the altar of the sacrifice. By the way, I forgot, if anybody has this volume, anybody have volume one with them today?
Yeah.
Oh, then you should have told me. I'm on page 35. Other people have been doing that now. Oh, you found the page.
She found it for us.
All right. On page 35. The child is no longer in her arms. Elizabeth, who has stopped at this side of the gate, has taken her. Joachim instead enters behind his wife, dragging a miserable, bleeding lamb. And then, of course, the lamb is slaughtered right there. And Maria Valtorta said, I couldn't watch it because it's rather brutal. And she says, Maria Valtorta describes her. She says, Joachim instead enters behind his wife, dragging the lamb. Then Zacharias whispers something to his colleague, the priest, who nods, smiling. He then approaches the group, which has reassembled, congratulating the mother and father on their joy and their loyalty to the promises. He's given the second lamb, the flour and the cakes. And he says, so this daughter is sacred to the Lord. May his blessing be with her and with you. And then he calls this widow, Anna of Phanuel. He says, here Anna is coming. She will be one of her teachers. Anna of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. Come here, woman. This little one is offered to the temple as a victim of praise. You will be her teacher, and she will grow only under your guidance. I have passed 3 years already. Our Lady actually is with Anne now, and she is being offered in the temple. The story here is when Anne conceived Our Lady, she was already, and both of them were prepared for this. They had thoughts. God was inspiring them not to give up hope that one day they would have a child, even in their dreams. And they both confirmed to one another that they somehow they had these thoughts, and they were being prepared for this event. But of course it was immensely joyful for them when it happened. But they were also told that this child would belong only to God. And Anne was prepared already to offer the child to the temple. Now, at the age of 3, now, what parents would be willing to do that? See? But they were willing to do it, but when it happened, it was very trying. It was real agony. It was a terrible trial for them. And as they were going to the temple, they were dragging their feet, you know, going very, very slow, hugging the child, you know, not once, but 10 times, and not letting go. And, well, isn't that human, you know? And, of course, your impression would be, God is heartless here. No. See, Jesus has an explanation for this. In 3 years' time, you will be here to my Lily promises Anne to Mary. This is her mother saying to Our Lady, who looks fascinated at the inside and smiles at the slow song that they're singing. You would say that she understands, says Anne of Fanuel. She is a beautiful child. She will be as dear to me as if she were my own. I promise you, mother, now this is Anne of Fanuel talking to the mother, if I shall be granted to be so, that I will take care of her. And then Zechariah says, you shall, woman. You will receive her amongst the sacred girls. I shall also be there. I want to be there the day to tell her to pray for us from the very first moment. And he looks at his wife, and both of them have no child, see? And that's what he means. So that it may be even through Our Lady's prayers that Zacharias and Elizabeth also received their gift of John the Baptist.